Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com. I'm excited about having an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, back on the show, Governor Pete DuPont. Ladies and gentlemen, is back with us. Governor Pete DuPont is a former governor of Delaware. He's a former presidential candidate. He's been a member of the House of Representatives. He's the policy chairman for the NCPA, the National Center for Policy Analysis. But more importantly, he's our friend. Governor, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, that's always a nice introduction. It's good to be back on the show. I don't know I qualify for being a member of a brain trust.
You're a member of our brain trust, and
we do what we can.
No, you're too humble, and folks, as you know, if you've been following Governor DuPont's career, you know he's a great American. Governor, one of the things that I try to do on the show, in addition to introducing my audience to people and ideas about how to be better small business owners, how to do a better job of running their business and how to have the maximum opportunity to be successful, one of the other things that we do is to try to keep them posted on things that are important to just being an American, just being a citizen of the planet Earth. And one of those things includes keeping up to date with what's happening in politics, and that's largely your background. And one of the things that's been troubling me for some time now, for the last 4 to 6 weeks or so, is something that's called the Oil for Food program that the UN was monitoring with Saddam Hussein in order to get those people, his people, food during the oil embargo, the roping off of his country to get his people food and the kind of supplies that they needed. And that was the intention, but I'd like for you to talk to us about what actually has happened.
Well, after the first President Bush went over militarily to liberate Kuwait after it was invaded by Saddam Hussein, the UN put together a program to help Hussein after the war was over, and he was still in power and running Iraq. They put together a program to sell Iraqi oil, and that money was to be used to buy food and medicines and housing supplies and the materials necessary to reconstruct Iraq. But it turned out the whole thing was corrupt. From top to bottom, everybody was taking a little piece of it. They were inflating the prices 10, 20, 30 cents a barrel, and then that money was going to Saddam and to some of the members of the UN who were running the program. So it's a real scandal. It makes the UN look not good. We'll get to the bottom of it. Paul Volcker, the former Secretary of the Treasury of the United States, has been made the chairman of an international commission to look at the figures and see who's guilty of what, and I don't think they'll get the money back, but somebody ought to be punished for just an outrageous program that siphoned off tens of billions of dollars illegally, paying it to people in the Russian government, people in the French government,
right,
and people who work for the United Nations.
Mm-hmm. You know, it seems to me about a couple of months ago, Governor, somebody, and I wish I could say the person's name. You probably will know, and if you do, please say it. With a reporter, I think, found a document, was noodling around over in Baghdad, and actually came upon a cache of information that brought this to light, that basically threw the shined a light on all this. And from that discovery, that's where all this has come from, isn't it?
That is correct.
And the person's name?
Yeah, Teresa Raphael, the editorial page editor of the European Wall Street Journal.
That's right.
Was the one who saw this spreadsheet. It was made available to her by by somebody in Iraq, and we don't know who that was. But it listed all of the companies that Saddam had approved for oil purchases.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking at the notes here. There were 11 in France, 14 in Syria, dozens in Russia, some in Indonesia, and most devastating on that list was Mr. Sivan, who was the UN's Assistant Secretary General, who was running the program.
Right.
So it appears corrupt top to bottom, but in the next week or so, we'll get some information and see, we'll learn who did what to whom.
The reason that I wanted to talk about this, folks, is because there, of all the discussion about whether how much the UN should have been involved in Iraq and how much they should be involved in the future. And I think we've got to find out before we say that whether we can trust these folks or not. 22. We'll be right back with Governor Pete DuPont. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Governor Pete DuPont. And folks, one of the reasons, what we're talking about is we're talking about the future of the UN and whether it has, in my opinion, that's what we're talking about, and whether we can, it can be redeemed to actually be, to represent mankind, basically governments around the world in the future. I really think that this issue that I want you to start, if you're not following it already, I want you to start following it, because I really think that you're going to have an opportunity to weigh in on this at some point in time in the future. And I think it's important that all small business owners know about these issues, because I think that there are going to be some things that will come to light, Governor, and some things that will be known in the next, let's say, 12 months. That could really be critically important to the future of mankind. Is that an overdramatization?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is, Jim. And I've got a summary of this whole thing up on opinionjournal.com, a column of a week ago that kind of puts all the facts together and got a little summary. But the issue is people who want the UN to take over Iraq, you know, get America out of there and let's let the UN run it. I understand the feeling behind that, but if we've got a UN that is as corrupt as the Oil for Food program appears to make it, I think we'd have to think a long while about whether we wanted an organization like that to run this country, where we need to bring democracy, where we need to bring honesty, where we need to bring values. And the UN's, first they've got to cooperate in the investigation, and I'm not sure they're going to do that. And secondly, there got to be some reforms within the UN so that we get honest administration of programs rather than what happened in the Oil for Food program.
Well, and as it turns out, there were tens of billions of dollars that had been diverted, weren't there?
Yes.
That were diverted illegally, and that lined. Saddam and his family's pockets, and that went to the benefit of these other people who wound up, many of whom wound up influencing how the vote was taken 16 months ago about whether to, for the UN support going into Iraq or not.
Well, when you saw that in this corruption, so many of the firms were French. And one of them included the former French foreign minister, Charles Pasqua. And when you saw how many of them were Russian, including President Putin's office,
we got a conflict of interest here, don't we?
Well, you kind of say to yourself, well, maybe I understand now why they were voting against having the United States or the UN go in and clean up.
Did I see that Mr. Kofi Annan, the General Secretary of the UN, did I see where one of his relatives was involved as well?
Well, his son was involved in the program that was putting the food in with the money that the oil sales out had raised. I'm not sure that he was involved in the actual oil scandal.
Any malfeasance or anything?
But he, well, that I'm not. I wouldn't quite go that far, but
okay.
But he was certainly involved in the program. You know, if you're going to run something like the United Nations or a government or be governor of a state, you better be honest and straightforward, or you're going to destroy the organization you're trying to lead. So it's a serious situation, and I think a lot of scandal will come out of it. And the question will be, will anybody do anything about it? And one of my recommendations was that the United States Congress, which sends a check to the UN every quarter, and the money we use to support the UN, just pile those checks up on the desk and say to Kofi Annan, look, you bring in a full and honest report,
right,
and we'll give you next quarter's check. But until you give us the report, the check's just going to stay here.
Right. Yeah, let's have some deliverables for what we're paying for. What,
right.
Governor, the journal, the Wall Street Journal, recently posed this question. Perhaps the oil for food program, cleaning it up, shining a light on that, perhaps that was enough of a justification for taking down Saddam Hussein. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, if you're looking at it from the point of view of you know, a court and insisting on honesty in government, sure, it's enough of a reason. But the reason for taking him down in the first place, of course, was he invaded Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
Then we pushed him back and unfortunately didn't finish the job. And then he began all of his terrorist support activities, and that was a reason. When the United Nations, the organization that's supposed to be overseeing all this, came into power, in quotation marks, in Iraq after the first Iraqi war, they should have been honest and straightforward. Instead, they let Saddam pick the subcontractors. They let him put a 10 to 70 cent price increase on each barrel of oil, and that money went to him. He used that to buy weapons, to build his palaces, to strengthen his country, and to be aggressive against other countries. So it's a really bad situation, and Paul Volcker is just the right man to get to the bottom of it, and the question is, will the UN let him get the facts out on the table? And in another month or so, we'll see.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break in a few seconds, and when we come back, I want to get the governor to talk to us about how all this is going to impact trade, and if any of this is having a negative effect on the economy. I know that the stock market's been down for the last couple of days, and I wonder how much of that's connected to any of this bad news. And we're going to talk about that right after these messages with our good friend, Governor Pete DuPont. And by the way, that's opinionjournal.com if you want to go find out where his piece that he mentioned is. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Governor Pete DuPont. And Pete DuPont is the policy chairman, folks, at the National Center for Policy Analysis. And Governor, I want you to tell us about the NCPA.
Well, it's a think tank. It's a group of people started by John Goodman back in 1983, I think. And our goal is to bring to the attention ideas that will create opportunity in the world. We're mostly interested in economics, in trade, in taxes, in healthcare, the kind of things that bring more resources and more opportunities to average families around the country. So the medical savings account idea that was just enacted by the Congress was John Goodman's idea 12 years ago, and so
now they're called health savings accounts.
Health savings accounts, and
yeah.
The Roth IRA was, of course, sponsored by Senator Roth, John Goodman was the one who brought him the idea some years before it actually got enacted. So that's the kind of thing we're working on, trying to make the economy grow faster, trying to give people more opportunity, and trying to knock down kind of the silly barriers that keep the economy from prospering.
Well, and that's ncpa.org, right?
Exactly, and it's got a Social Security site on it. You can go in and put in your age and your income, and find out what your Social Security benefit's going to be when you retire. It's got the high school debating contest on it, where high school students can come in and gather up facts for a question like Iraq or a question like income tax cuts or increases. So we do a lot of public policy work and try to get our message out.
Well,
and it's a lot of fun to work with.
I appreciate the efforts you guys make. Governor, let's weave. We got about 3 minutes left. Let's weave in the time we have left this let's say that a year from now, over the next year, let's say that Chairman Volcker and his group uncover this more about this oil for food program, and it turns out to be as ugly as we now think it's going to be. What's that going to do for trade with Europe, with some of these European countries who may have been complicit in this, and say including Russia? What's that going to do for trade with those people?
Well, it's going to give countries like France and Russia a real black eye, and they're going to have to do something about that. But it's also going to kind of focus on international relations and trade. And your audience is small business people, and there is nothing more important to small business people than a vigorous international trade.
That's exactly right.
It supports about 12 exports from America, support about 12 million jobs in the 1990s, and foreign firms who run factories here employ 6.5 million people. So it's a big deal, and Russia is a little bit more open to trade under President Putin. France is, believe it or not, even a bigger farm subsidy supporter than America is. Last Monday, actually, the World Trade Organization ruled that American cotton subsidies violated international law, and we subsidize cotton in this country, mm-hmm. cotton growers in this country,
right.
about $10 billion a year. So that WTO ruling, and it'll be appealed and have to be affirmed, but that could open up cotton markets and create more opportunity, and that'd be a good thing for the low-income countries of the world, be a good thing for honesty in trade, and I think it'd be a good thing for people in America, too. So those kind of issues are going to be hot-button issues, and what the Oil for Food program reveals about how other countries handle issues like that is going to be, I just think, a whale of an argument maybe next year at this time.
What do we need to do as citizens, as private citizens, what do we need to do to make sure that the truth really comes out and is dealt with about this Oil for Food program? What should we do?
Well, we have to make sure that the U.S. government, that President Bush stands up and says, we've got to have honest answers, and we're not going to be as cooperative with other nations, France and Russia, until we get honest answers. And what we as citizens can do is we can mention that to our congressmen and our senators next time you see them at the Rotary Club lunch,
mm-hmm.
And say, listen, we want you to pay some attention to this and make sure this report on Oil for Food gets thoroughly put together, and that the whole thing is exposed. And if we put that kind of pressure on, and the Bush administration puts that kind of pressure on, we're going to get some answers that are going to help Americans and American small business.
Governor Pete DuPont, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. Thank you very much, Governor. Excellent job today. We appreciate your information and your time. We're looking forward to your next visit already.
Well, Jim, I am too. You're kind to have me on.
Thank you. Governor Pete DuPont, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too. I've got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.